Good evening, everybody out there. Let's try that again. How are we doing out there tonight? That's more like it. Welcome to the Augusta Heritage 1995 concert. We've got a lot of stuff waiting for you to happen tonight, and it's going to be a good one, I can tell you. We're busting and raring to go. Our first act tonight is a fellow who I've known for a long time. He's a personal friend and a great guy. And I've known him as a player of traditional style Bill Monroe bluegrass music, brother style duets. Then I later on found out he was a master of old-time southern fiddling. He was brought this week to Augusta to teach a class in New England fiddle styles. But lately he's been out west, sort of riding the range and working on a ranch in Wyoming and singing incredibly beautiful cowboy songs. He has an album out on Rounder Records, A Greener Prairie, with his friend, the stalwart bass player, Jerry Logan. Please make welcome Mr. Skip Gorman.
So steep, blue mountain with heart. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Friends, this is Jerry Logan. Would you make him welcome here? I met Jerry last night, and he plays with Laurie Lewis and Grant Street, and he's one of the best, let me tell you. Let me see now. There's an old-time song called Powder River Letter Buck. And in Wyoming and Montana, on the eastern side, there's the Powder River. There's the Big Powder and the Little Powder. And that location in the 1880s, the 1890s, was the scene of huge roundups where they had 10 chuck wagons, 100 cowboys, thousands of heads of cattle. And a fellow named Powder River Jack wrote a song in the form of a poem describing what it was like. And it's really a great description of the cattle drives. And then, of course, like most of the old cowboy songs, somebody came along and put a melody on it somewhere. And it's got some lyrics like Waddy. A Waddy's just a cowboy. And a Sugan is a bedroll. And what else is in there? Chinook. Most of you folks know what a Chinook is. So I just wanted to translate it for you before I started to sing it. And Powder River Jack, who was on some of these cattle drives in the 1890s, kind of sang it like this. Powder River, full of dust and flatfish, cross her anywhere. Powder River, let her buck, a surging mass of cattle. Roundup wagons full of chuck, horns and hooves a rattle. Steers and dogies, beeves and broncs, heaving flanks a quiver. Hear the wranglers, yip-a-bee, hooray for Powder River. Clouds of dust and ropes a whirl, snubbing broncs a standing. Beller and Mavericks holding down every outfit branding. Deep the mud, cold the rain, loud the clap of thunder. Slickers and knife for buckaroos and the waddies crawling under. Loud the steers and heifers bowl and dogies all roaming. Straight set out for stomping grounds headed for Wyoming. Bridles off for feeding grounds, horns and hooves a rattle. One eye open, half asleep, a herd, no re-cattle. Old Red Smith, the wagon cook, bacon, beans, and liver. We're wild and we don't care a cuss, them boys from Powder River. The cookie yells through pots and pans, come on, you ornery guzzer. Come and get her out, she goes, or I'll feed her to the buzzard. Herders left, herders right, Bronx and cutting horses. Sugans under starry skies, the wagons for the bosses. Old Chinook changing west, angry bulls a booming. Straight above the feeding grounds, them Rocky Mountains looming. Flapping hats and shaggy shouts, dogies all a shiver. Top screws out and spool your beds, home for Powder River. Circle riders singing low, zooming o'er the prairie. Pens are bold and you can hear them shout, we're going to see our Mary. Powder River! Thundering hooves across the range, sunburned hides and faces. Twister spinning east and west and the cowboys running races. Scratch your bronc, you riding fool, big whoopee they give her. We're wild and woolly and full of fleas and we're bound for Powder River. She's 1 mile wide and an inch deep, and she rolls uphill from Texas. Powder River, thank you. Thanks, Jerry. Thank you. I work on a ranch in Wyoming, about a 91,000-acre ranch. And I've been out there the last couple of summers on horseback about 8 hours a day, and it's one of the prettiest places I've ever seen. And there's a fellow there who's a cowboy named Nate Brown, and he's been a cowboy for 70 years. And he busted his hip while I was out there last year, And he can't do much writing now, but he sang, the first time he sang a song, I was really intrigued because he sang it the old-time way. You know, most of the cowboys didn't use guitars. And they used fiddles, harmonicas, bones, things like that. And he sang the song a cappella, kind of half talked it, half sang it, like the old-time cowboys. And so someone asked him to sing a song, and this is what he did. And he sings a lot better than me. He has a new set of teeth, and they shine when he sings it. Well, my good gal's gone away. She kicked the bucket yesterday. Cross-eyed gal that lived upon the hill. She took strychnine and died. I hope she's satisfied. Done the whole darn thing against my will. She's my dandy, my daisy. She's humpback and crazy. That cross-eyed gal that lived upon the hill. She took strychnine and died. I hope she's satisfied. Done the whole darn thing against my will. She said goodbye to me as she sat upon my knee. Said we'd meet upon that golden shore. But I took it as a joke. I never really thought she'd croak. She never died so suddenly before. She's my dandy, my daisy. She's humpback and crazy. That cross-eyed gal that lived upon the hill. She took strychnine and died. I hope she's satisfied. She done the whole darn thing against my will. Now that she is laid to rest, I will fill her last request. Plant a bunch of onions on her grave. So when I passes by, I can pucker up and cry. Cause the daggone things, they simply make me rave. She's my dandy, my daisy. She's humpback and crazy. That cross-eyed gal that lived upon the hill. She took strychnine and died. I hope she's satisfied. Done the whole darn thing against my will. That's Nate Brown, folks. I don't think there was much yodeling going on in the 1880s on the cattle drives. I think these fellas were just humming to the cattle in a high-pitched voice, doing these night-herding songs, Texas lullabies, they called them. And they really did sing to cattle folks, and I mean it. I was out there in Wyoming, and we were playing fiddle tunes around the campfire, and the cows were so loud, and somebody said, look, quiet those cows down, sing to them like the cowboys did. And I sang this song, not because of my singing and not because of this song, but they were quiet after I sang the song. It's no joke. We started playing the fiddle tunes afterwards, and they started right up again. Well, I think I better sing the song. But see, we corral the cattle at night. We didn't have to worry about thunder and lightning storms and saddle horses stumbling and killing people. It was a rough thing.
Move slow, doggie, quit roaming around. You have wandered and trampled all over the ground. Graze slow, doggies, and feed kind of slow, and don't forever be on the go. Oh, move slow, doggies, move slow. I've circle herded and night herded too, but to keep you together is what I can't do. My horse, she's leg weary and I'm mighty tired. But if in I lose you, I'm sure to get fired. Bunch up a little doggies, bunch up. Wah-ooh, oh, say, little doggie, when you're gonna lay down and quit this forever sifting around my limbs, the weary, my sea. Oh, lay down, doggies, like you laid down before. Lay down, little doggie, lay down. Lay still, little doggie, since you have laid down, and stretch your way out on the big open ground. Snore loud, little doggies, and drown the wild sound. That'll all go away when the day rolls around. Lay still, little doggie, lay still. Quit roaming around. You have wandered and trampled all over the ground. Pray slow, doggies, and feed kind of slow, and don't forever be on the go. Oh, move slow, doggies, move slow.
There's an extra special fella here, good old friend of mine, and in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, they call him David Surrett. And I suppose in Wyoming, we'd call him the one and only, the world's one and only cowboy bouzouki player. So I'd like to ask him to come out here and do a number with us. Welcome David Surrett, please. I don't think cowboys ever tuned their fiddles much. I don't think they knew how. Thank you.
best bronco that's ever been found.
Friends, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, bud.
How about it there? Mr. Skip Gorman with Jerry Logan and Dave Surrett. Some mighty pretty cowboy music for you, folks. We've got a lot of great stuff coming your way. Forgot to tell you, my name is John Rossbach, and being invited here to MC is an honor. I'm teaching some classes this week for Elder Hostel, and I hope my Elder Hostel folks are out there tonight. You've been wonderful. And being invited here is sort of like coming a full circle, because I was born and raised in the next county over in Buchanan, and I have finally made my way back, and it's good to be home. Tonight's concert is being recorded. And if you would like mementos of the souvenir tape that will come out, sort of anthology things of what you will be hearing tonight, the Augusta store will be open out there during intermission, and you can order your own tapes in advance. And the Augusta store has all kinds of stuff from the different artists that we've got here tonight. So go out there and check it out. And please don't take this kind of music for granted. I know you don't, because it certainly doesn't get featured in enough places, and Augusta Heritage is the kind of place that lets it be home. How many of you were here Tuesday night for the concert with that Mad Cat harmonica player? Now, did you notice that they were imitating birds, and they had a little frog up there and all that stuff? And it won't do to let them get away with that. Would you like to see my imitation of a duck? You ready? Thank you. Anyway, after the concert tonight, there'll be a contra dance, and it'll be featuring Steve Zakon Anderson with Matt Gordon and Chuck Nichols, Bill Payne and Rodney Sutton, who was your MC the other night, the shy, quiet country boy himself. And it'll be swallowed by some swing dancing to the music of Sandy Mitchell. happily followed by some swing dancing with Sandy Mitchell, Tom Mitchell, Craig DuBose, and John Devine. And they'll play some mighty pretty music for you and get things whipped up. Friday, there'll also be another public dance. Friday's dance will be squares and contras, and it'll be from 8 to midnight, and it'll be in the Dance Pavilion, featuring contras and squares with Steve Zakon and Ron Buchanan. Now, the next act we have coming out tonight is a fellow who's been around, born and raised in Clay County, West Virginia. He learned the old-time fiddling style and became a master of it by listening to French Carpenter and Ed Haley, two old stylists in the area. He's got some friends who are in his class tonight, and that class features the fiddling repertoire of Mr. Wilson Douglas, and in his class are Margot Blevin, your beloved director of the Augusta Heritage. And of course, we have Kim Johnson and Leslie Green. Please bring him out, folks, and give him a good, warm Augusta welcome for Wilson Douglas.
Thank you. about the next tune we're going to play, the Sugar Eel.
Thank you.
man should play all the easy tunes last and the hard ones first. But I got them all turned around now. I've got the hard ones last. Gonna play a real old called the Little Rose.
Request for the L6 Farewell.